Master Sigul was a trailblazer for human rights.
Quite a firebrand as a young woman, and apparently a great speaker, and beautiful.
Sissy was one of the best-known personalities in Cape Town.
Sissy Gool is more ambiguous a figure.
I'm Albie Sachs, the Constitutional Court of South Africa. Sissy Gool was such an important figure in my childhood. She babysat me, but much more important than that, she was a tremendous public figure. She had a marvelous presence, great smile, powerful orator. People noticed her.
I'm Siraj Rasool. I'm a historian at the University of the Western Cape, but my grandmother was also a Gool. So my grandmother and Sissy Gool's husband, B.G. or Dr. A.H. Gool, was my grandmother's half-brother.
My name's Amy Thornton. When she was married to Dr. Gool, her home was the center of non-racial intellectual Cape Town.
Sissy Gool, from the 1930s, through being a member of the Communist Party, through being part of the alliances that went into the formation of the National Liberation League and the Non-European United Front, was absolutely crucial as part of a group that gave birth to new methods of challenging the social order, as well as finding a way to create the broadest possible unity among the oppressed people.
My name is Stan Abrams, born in District 6. She was the champion of the poor. She was the champion of issues of justice.
She was a very independent person, not very much somebody who belonged to particular organizations. She was probably better at setting up an organization than following through.
There is a very powerful memory that results in the name Sissy Gool having a magical ring to it.
She was handing tickets out to kids in the street to go to the Star Bioscope up the road in Hanover Street to see Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs in color, Nogale. It was like magic for us. It was those kind of things that left an impression on me as a boy.
At a time when women's role was to be in the kitchen and to look after children, Sissy was out there.
These were difficult times. People of Cape Town, people of District 6 were under severe attack. There was a slow process of disenfranchisement, and Sissy Gool was seen to take up the struggles of the people. There's absolutely no doubt that she was a charismatic leader in whom people had confidence.
She and Sam Khan had this mad love affair. They must have been a very dramatic couple because he was a handsome and poetic, brilliant, truly brilliant man, tall, and Sissy was a lot older than him. But everyone maintained she was the love of his life.
Her life was also quite a tragic life because her experience of repression by the state was accompanied by the personal heartache of the suicide of her child.
By 1960, we had the state of emergency declared after Sharpeville. So a whole lot of us were detained. And we weren't allowed to receive newspapers or anything, but we heard through the grapevine that Sissy had been arrested. Sissy was a counselor. The mayor came to see her. Dr. Gool used to come and see her. She was 63 at the time, still a beautiful woman.
With the amount of effort that went into defending people's rights as citizens at a municipal level, and in not putting that energy as much into building organizations of the people in the aftermath of the demise of the Non-European United Front, I think that Sissy Gool was not as effective an activist as she could have been.
It's one of the tragedies of Cape Town that the millions of Sissy Gools, with that personality and flair and character, under apartheid and then it was called segregation, just didn't have a chance, the kind of chances that in democracy are possible now. But in spite of all that, there was something radiant and forceful and striking about her.
She was, as it is said, Cape Town's Joan of Arc, who defended the people, who fought for the rights of the people, and who placed their interests above her own.